My name is David Rapoon, and I live in Ka'ohe Homesteads, which is Mauka of Pahoa.
How has your experience with this particular eruption been so far?
Nerve-wracking, shaking, but so far so good. So far just doing what civil defense taught us last time was don't panic, stay aware, and that's the best you can do.
You used the word nerve-wracking. Why is that? I know you are not particularly in Leilani Estates where they're doing active evacuations. You're a little bit Mauka of that or towards a volcano. What was nerve-wracking about what's been happening so far?
The first explosion, the 5.0, that explosion that happened, the Pu'u'o'o, that's threatening to me. It's Mauka of us, and it was huge and red and all that. And then the earthquakes after that were... That was the most humbling part, was the earthquakes. It shook the heck out of everybody and made me feel very small and insignificant on this bit of Mother Earth that's giving birth at this point.
I came here to the community meeting to get more information on something particular. Now, what were you hoping, what are your concerns, and what were you hoping to get out of that?
I wanted to get a little more scientific data about what they can see is going on. My homesteads has the rift zone running down the south side of it and is close. And so if it bursts up there, I'm just looking for info, that kind of info, are there any cracks they can see, any smoking. It happened before in the 70s and in the 50s. It was, that rift zone is alive.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Puna.